Exclusive, Radical Fairfax County Summer Learning Guide tells second graders, "I feel safe when there are no police." By Brecken F. Teese on August 5, 2021. Virginia's most populous school district, Fairfax County Public Schools, FCPS, is pushing a summer learning guide for second graders that includes the message, "I feel safe when there are no police," according to a document leaked to Parents Defending Education, Parade. Many have dubbed Virginia ground zero for the nationwide fight over the radical racial indoctrination scheme critical race theory, which is permeating throughout public schools. While some Virginia school districts, such as Russell County, have decided against pursuing such a radical political agenda, one that tells black students that their lives do not matter and they are inherently oppressed, while simultaneously telling white students that they must either act or be deemed responsible for the purported oppression. Others, like Loudoun, Albemarle, and Fairfax counties appear to have decided to go full steam ahead. The anti-police messaging comes courtesy of a YouTube channel titled Woke Kindergarten and a video called Safe by Key. Along with the anti-police rhetoric, the FCPS suggested text continued in a somewhat veiled call to action, saying, "I feel safe when there are no police. And it's no one's job to tell me how I feel. But it's everyone's job to make sure the people who are being treated unfairly feel safe too." The final slide of the video asks a series of discussion questions, including, why do some people feel safe with police and others don't? And what can you do to make sure other people feel safe? FCPS would not respond to a request for comment from Breitbart News asking if they seek to teach children that police are unsafe. Asrin Omani, Parade's vice president for strategy and investigations, told Breitbart News that by sharing this message, "I feel safe when there are no police," they are stoking anti-police distrust among children. This is not the only woke kindergarten video recommended by FCPS for summer learning, however. In another titled Good Trouble by Key, the narrator attempts to use the late Representative John Lewis's DGA conception of good trouble to tell children sometimes it's good to get into trouble. The creator deems the video a call to action for the rest of us. On its face, this does not seem to be a necessarily dangerous message, as acts of peaceful civil disobedience, such as the ones Lewis took part in, had been used in the past to achieve goals like desegregation, among other things. However, when coupled with the anti-police messaging, it is unclear if this video is a relatively innocent message about John Lewis, or merely a backdoor to the defund the police movement championed by Black Lives Matter and their use of violent riots and acts of terrorism. According to Parade, many are concerned that promoting a complicated concept such as civil disobedience might be inappropriate for second graders. Indeed, Nomani detailed to Breitbart News that with Good Trouble, the woke kindergarten creator preaches, sometimes it's good to get into trouble. And with Safe, the channel's creator teaches that she feels safe when there are no police. Together, Fairfax County Public Schools is sending children a confusing mixed message supporting disobedience and lawlessness. It's dangerous and irresponsible. Toward the end of the video, the narrator invokes the common Black Lives Matter trope that some people in America, with some skin colors, are not free, while others, with other skin colors, are free, saying, and necessary change has to happen in order for Black and Indigenous people to be free. FCPS would not respond to a request for comment from Breitbart News asking if the school district believed that Black and Indigenous people are not free in the United States. FCPS also did not respond to Breitbart News when asked if the school district sees it as harmful to teach some children that they are lesser than others based on their skin color. Fairfax County Public Schools administrators are being reckless in their activist agenda with children in one of the country's largest school districts, Nomani told Breitbart News. From promoting the abolitionist teaching network to the Instagram account of a self-described sex educator, Fairfax County Public Schools have lost the trust of parents. In response, parents must now be hypervigilant about everything their children are learning. "Our school systems need parental supervision,"